Jesus is the perfect example of suffering, even unjustly. He suffered while doing what was right. His sinless life shined the light into the lives of godless men. And they tortured him and put him to death for it. The just died for the unjust. But from the beginning, Jesus clearly stated his purpose as to why he was coming to earth, why he came to earth. And he committed himself to a course of action to accomplish that purpose. He said in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." And in Mark 10:45, he says, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus sacrificed his life in order to bring us to God. Well, Peter mentions this wonderful, marvelous sacrifice of Christ, having just told us that we may indeed suffer for the sake of righteousness. God may will it that we suffer, for Christ also suffered. Jesus died for our sins. So he's our example in suffering. As we live under the lordship of Christ and as we maintain a good conscience, we're to follow the example of the Lord Jesus, who suffered the greatest of all, being our sin bearer, while he himself was sinless. So when we suffer, we identify with Jesus in his suffering. In one chapter over in 1 Peter 4, verses 12 to 16, it says this: "To the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you." Blessed. You are blessed in suffering. The world wouldn't see it that way. But we are not of this world. Listen to the testimony of a child of God who suffered for her faith.
It may seem strange to consider, but persecuted Christians present a special gift to the body of Christ. Through their example, we can see the glory of our Savior and the enduring treasures he grants us in our time of need. And when you share in their suffering, you also partake of their courage. As our founder, Richard Wurmbrand, often stated, "The hands wearing chains can bless well." Thank you for remembering today's persecuted church.
For me, I feel so alone. All I can hear is my heartbeat. And with every beat, the sound grows louder, and I become more afraid. They have a document for me to sign. It is a confession and a statement against my friends. I refuse to sign and silently pray the night will go by quickly. The guard is angry. His face is full of rage, and I become his victim. I try not to give in, but the pain is overbearing. I repeat Bible verses to myself. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I am beaten on my feet and other places on my body. I scream in pain, wondering if anyone will hear me, if anyone can help me. Would signing the document be so wrong? And if it was, wouldn't God forgive me? When I think the worst is over, my legs are chained and I'm forced to walk. The guards are bored, and they pass the night watching me, forcing me to walk back and forth through the night. Alone with my chin, I walk. Time has begun to slow. I begin to wish I had signed the document. They cry out to God to give me strength and wonder how much more I can endure. Hours have passed when I notice the footprints on the floor. They are my footprints, and they have been made from walking in the trail of my own blood. I think of Christ and how he was beaten before walking to Golgotha, how he must have also left a trail of his own blood. He also was hated by this world. In a small way, I now suffer for him. I am not alone. I am with Christ, who walked this path for me. And this gives me the courage to go on.
That's your sister in Christ. Sarah knew that as she was facing persecution, that she was identifying with Jesus in his suffering. As we close, I've left some time this morning because I want us to spend some moments together praying for the persecuted church. on the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, we would be remiss not to pray. I've asked several people from the congregation to come up and lead us in prayer. I have six topics that I've compiled, and for each of those six topics, somebody's going to come up and pray for 1 minute, and then they're going to begin a minute of silent prayer as a congregation. First, they just pray silently in our seats. Then they will close that time, and then the next person will pray for the next point for a minute, followed by a minute of silent prayer for that point as well, all through all six of those points. I think it's safe to say that if our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ could be here today and ask anything of us, they would ask us to pray. We assist them more than we know when we take them before the throne of grace. It's a spiritual battle, and we wage war in that battle in the spiritual realm. 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 1 to 3 says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." And then 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 to 11 says, "For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope. And he will yet deliver us, you also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of many." So let's go to prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted.
If you would just bow with me as I pray. Father God, Father, I pray for the persecuted Christians, brother, to stand firm. Father, I pray for them to have an enormous amount of strength, Father, that you can only provide. God, as they are in situations, Father, that we cannot fathom, they rely on your strength, Father, that you give them. Father, I also pray that you allow them to be bold witnesses, Father, that they will not crumble in sight of the enemy. They would be bold, Father, and to rely on you, Father, for the strength that you've given them. And Father, I also pray that they would love their enemies, God, and they would pray for their salvation. Father, it's a very difficult thing for us to do, God. God, that we would love those who persecute us. Love them. Love. And pray that they would go to heaven, God. God, it's very transforming of the heart, God, to love those that persecute you and pray for a life eternally with Christ. God, I ask that you just give the strength that I prayed for, Father. God, that these prayers would be lifted the people up in the areas, Father, the 52 countries that Steve mentioned earlier, that desperately need them, God. As we sitting here in our life of comfort, God, the very least we can do is to raise you up, Father, and pray for them for the strength that only you can provide. We ask these things, Father, only in the name of Christ. Amen. If you would, let's pray silently for a minute and bow. Amen.
Father, we come before you today on behalf of people who are suffering simply because they have acknowledged you as Lord and Savior. people who have lost jobs, people who have had their rent raised, people who have been shunned by family and friends, people who have suffered physical abuse and threats and isolation. For the sake of your name. And Lord, when even the smallest discouragement happens to us, sometimes we ask, do you really love us? And Father, we know that for these who are suffering greatly for you, there are those moments when they wonder if they've been abandoned. Lord, we just pray that you would show yourself to be the God of all hope to them. And that as you showed people in Bible times and show people still, that you have remembered them. Father, do that for these people. May they know unmistakably that they are being remembered and that they will never be abandoned. Lord, fill their hearts with an encouragement that is supernatural. Please join me as we focus on praying for the encouragement of our brothers and sisters. May they see you, Father. Thank you for listening to our prayers.
Father God, we do thank you for our brothers and sisters all around the world who are faithful to you, even in the persecution. People persecute our brothers and sisters and hate them simply because they put their trust in you, Lord. So I want to pray for our brothers and sisters in chains today. Father, I pray that you would continually strengthen their faith, that they will be able to endure their suffer and never doubt that you are God. You are mighty to do anything you want. I pray that they will not lose their faith because of sufferings, persecution that they are going through now. I also pray that you would give them wisdom and strength that they will walk in you as they go through this difficult time. Father, also help us not forget our brothers and sisters who are in persecution. Encourage us to pray for them, help them in every way we can do, and love them more as our brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would, pray silently with me.
Father, as I stand before this group of believers, there is no one at the back of the church looking out the window as a lookout. There's not one of us here has even a thought of looking back over our shoulder to see who's coming in. We can come before you boldly and publicly and lift our voices to you in praise and in worship. We can cry out to you verbally, loudly, without any fear at all. And oh God, I wonder why we're not all weeping right now for our brothers and sisters who can't do that. Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who don't have a safe place to worship. And I pray that you would give them that safety. Give them a safe place to worship. A safe place to pray. A safe place to fellowship. To sing your praises. Beyond that, Father, I'd ask that you would blind the eyes of the officials who are in charge of eliminating public places of worship and allow them to worship you the way we worship you today. Let each one of us, Lord God, be so mindful of how blessed we are to live in this free country, and burden us to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are not so blessed. In Jesus' name, join me in praying for our brothers and our sisters for the safety of their worship. Father, hear these prayers.
Lord, we thank you that you are the sovereign God, that you are the King and the ruler of everything. Lord, we thank you that we can trust that the leaders who you have put in positions in these countries that persecute believers are there only by your authority, and you're allowing them to be leaders. Lord, we pray for those leaders in the countries that have shut their doors to your gospel and to you. God, we pray that you would work in their hearts to bring these leaders to repentance. God, that they would hear your gospel themselves and be brought to their knees by the power of Christ. Lord, we pray that they would repent of the persecution, of the hostility that they have had towards you and towards your Son. And God, we pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters around the world that in these countries that are closed to the gospel, Lord, that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would open doors to allow the gospel to go in. Father, we thank you for those who have been faithful to take your gospel to open countries. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to send people to the countries that are closed, that you would open doors that no man can open, but that only you can open, and provide a way for Bibles to get into those countries, for your gospel to get into those countries, for believers to get into those countries, ultimately so that more people may come to know you as Lord and Savior. Would you join me in praying for the countries that don't allow the gospel? We pray these things in Jesus' name. Father, we are a blessed people. And because we are so blessed, it is hard for us to truly identify with those who are suffering and experience such hardship because of their faith.
So we ask, Father, that you do supernaturally what we cannot do in our own hearts, Lord, that we truly identify with those who are in persecuted countries. Enlarge our hearts, God, so that we can be filled with more of your concern, more of your compassion, more of your love for those who suffer for your name's sake. And you, as you are filling us with your love for our brothers and sisters, we pray that you will direct us into putting that compassion and love into action. Please give us specific guidance as individuals and corporately as a church body today. We want to help, God. We want to do what you want us to do. But we must hear from your Spirit. So make us a people who are ready to listen to our God and to respond to his voice as he directs us. We pray that you will fulfill Galatians 6 in us. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, but especially those who are of the household of faith. Please pray now that our Heavenly Father will give us specific guidance in ministering to those who are in persecuted countries. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Father, as we think about our brothers and sisters around the world who suffer for the sake of Christ, please help us to remember. Help us to pray. Help us to act. Amen.